The Brendan O'Connor Show on RTE Radio 1 with All Care Pharmacy. Advice and expertise on the relief you need from hay fever at All Care Community Pharmacies across Ireland.
Obviously, Rebecca Vardy and Colleen Rooney's court case has gripped everybody for all kinds of different reasons. So let's talk to Julian Drucker now, who's a correspondent for Five News. Good morning, Julian.
Hi, Brendan.
So, Julian, we can casually say, oh, the Agatha Christie trial and everything, but just for some people who don't know, just give us in a nutshell what the essence of this is or what the nub of it is.
Absolutely. So we've had 4 days of evidence so far. This is Rebecca Vardy suing Colleen Rooney. They're both, well, footballers' wives, although Colleen Rooney's husband now is a football manager, isn't he, Derby County. So Rebecca Vardy suing Colleen Rooney after Mrs. Rooney accused her of leaking false stories to the media in 2019. In this memorable social media post, she said it's Rebecca Vardy's account. Lots of people remember that. Such a long time ago, the pandemic's happened, so many things, but we have this libel trial starting this week. We've heard that Colleen Rooney tried several times to stop it from happening, to settle outside of court. You know, these libel trials are quite rare these days. We used to have lots of them, didn't we, in the 90s, and big personalities like Jeffrey Archer and Mohammed Al-Fayed. They don't come to the courts very often, mostly because so much money is essentially wasted on lawyers, and you can end up with both sides having their reputations traduced in public. And, you know, some would say that has already happened this week in just 4 days.
Yeah. So listen, on the more up-to-date front, Colleen Rooney was in the witness box yesterday, and people mightn't be up to speed with what happened there. So let's do yesterday first and Colleen's
yes.
testimony.
So she was sworn in at around this time yesterday, actually. So it's day four, very composed in the witness box. She is someone who never gives interviews. I mean, we see her lots, and she's been a public figure for 20 years, but she is someone who never speaks publicly about anything, really. She told the court, she said, you know, she was surprised. She used the word, she couldn't believe how much interest there had been in this social media post in 2019. She talked about the sting operation that she carried out, and she said she was just fed up reading stories about herself in the Sun newspaper, and she was curious as to who was leaking this private information. So she conducted the sting operation where I'm sure some people have heard she wrote up these, or she concocted these fake stories, put them on her Instagram account, her private account, that only a few people had access to. And she says she deduced that it was Rebecca Vardy's account where this information was coming from. But she spoke yesterday. She said she'd never been in a court before. She said she didn't want to be there. And she was just telling all of the court, really, how difficult she was finding the whole experience.
Yeah, and now Rebecca Vardy, in fairness, who took the action, has been finding it difficult as well. It's been very emotional. She had, what, 2-3 days in the witness box, and quite difficult for her.
Absolutely. All of Wednesday, all of Thursday, and a bit of yesterday as well. I think Thursday afternoon, I'd say, was the hardest time for her. She broke down, I think, twice. We had short breaks while the court was cleared. She was finding extremely difficult. Again, she said she'd never really been inside courts before. And she brought this libel trial because she said, you know, it's all about reputation and what Colleen Rooney had said had ruined her reputation. And there she was, Mrs. Vardy, standing or sitting in the witness box, and Colleen Rooney's lawyer bringing up old stories which demonstrated that she had sold stories before about various people. She stresses that in this case she wasn't the person leaking these fake stories about Colleen Rooney, but, you know, a really, really intense and difficult 2 days of evidence for her. Really, really difficult.
And Julian, we've about a minute left. Just on how this is playing out in the public and everything, is there a sense that people are starting to think that what this is actually about is a kind of a tabloid culture? largely male-driven, and you've got these, you know, women from fairly tough enough upbringings and everything else like that, and that there's a certain snobbery and a snideness about them and everything, and that also they were basically product for these tabloid male journalists.
Well, it's interesting, you know, this is not a case where people are talking about the press or the Sun. I mean, they were happy to print all these stories that we now know weren't even true, so there's no accountability in terms of the journalism. Or where they got these stories from. I think overall people are just seeing the amounts of money being spent here on this case. And ultimately, you know, even if Rebecca Vardy wins, which I think most commentators would say it looks like she probably would do, she may only win £40,000 based on the rules of these libel trials. So, you know, the winners essentially are the lawyers.
Yeah.
They're the ones walking in and walking out of court every day smiling whilst these two women are getting more and more upset as the days go by.
Okay. Julian Drucker, thank you very much.